welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Hello, everybody. Rob F. Switch here.
This is the video game music podcast featuring third and fourth generation video game music. And this is episode 195.
Good old 195.
So before we get into the music, there's always top of the show business. I don't know if we should do the top of the show business now at the top, or if we should do top of the show business in the middle, or maybe even the bottom.
At the bottom.
Mm-hmm. You want to save it to the bottom?
No, let's go at the top.
Okay, top. Okay, well, I guess just to respond to, I just remember something, but I'll deal with that after with our next break. But just to respond to user 310, I think it's user 310 because that was the area code, maybe, or I'm not really sure. But they called in. This person called in and hummed a tune. And I'm gonna guess it. You didn't by any chance get a chance to hear
no,
that?
No, I didn't get a chance.
Well, anyway, it's Kid Nicky. In case you were, you know, quizzing us, it's Kid Nicky, user 310. So just to answer that. We got an email from Toxic City Official, aka Ultima Sky, and they wrote, "Hey guys, here's a weird question. If you could actually live in a video game level, which one would it be? For me, it's Donut Plains 1 from Super Mario World. I like the hills and the sky. Your avid listener, Ultima Sky." Well, my first thought is, if he was an avid listener, he'd call himself an avid user, no?
That's a good point.
But that's just a bit of a joke. I'm sure you're a dedicated listener.
Just watch carefully. This could be a trick.
Dedicated user, that is.
This could be a trick.
Just wanted to open that question up to everyone here, including Gabe and Trevor, who are here as always. Well, not as always, but, you know, are here.
Right, right.
Does anyone have any thoughts?
Well, you've had some time to think about this, I'm sure.
Yeah, I have thought about it.
Well,
yeah.
Let's have it.
Well, I was thinking the bathhouse in Parodius Da, you know? There's a bathhouse level, and there's all these different penguins bathing. And that's kind of a nice atmosphere to be around, you know? Just a bunch of penguins bathing.
Bathing penguins.
Yeah, bathing penguins. And, so that came to mind immediately. But then if I thought about it more, I thought the Snow Valley in Magical Quest starring Mickey Mouse. You get a nice aurora borealis kind of situation going on in the sky. That's really nice. But, you know, these are just kind of visceral sort of things, but practically speaking, if I actually had to live in a level, if I actually really had to practically live in a level, I'd probably have to pick the Metropolis of Foresight in Earthbound because it's got everything you need. You know,
I was going to say the Onet Village.
Oh, really? You like a more quaint? You like a smaller town?
Yeah, it's got an arcade. You know.
Arcade. Yeah. But see, I like that if you like the big city life, and you know, Metropolis of Foresight, sure. It's got everything you need. The mall, you can go to the mall and buy sporting goods and stuff. Also, India in Street Fighter 2. I like that.
India.
Yeah, okay, India, okay. Like that, because it's kind of like a clean version of India, you know? You know what I mean?
It's true.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's not as chaotic and crowded seeming as India really actually is, you know?
Sure.
And, you know, it's kind of this, I feel like India as depicted in Street Fighter 2, it's nice and colorful and luxurious. And, I mean, there's nice and colorful and luxurious parts of India, but this is just so...
It's pretty noisy, though. Elephants.
Actually, that was the one thing that I thought about was that it might be hard to sleep with the elephants going off all the time. So then I thought maybe Las Vegas, actually, in Street Fighter 2, because you could just go into the hotel. You know, there's a hotel there. Or then I thought Vegas Steaks, would be nice. The first area that you're in Vegas Steaks, that could be nice. Yeah. But then again, I don't know. Maybe the cigarette smoke from the casino would be... I wouldn't like that, maybe. Mm. Gabe would maybe like that, though.
I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't mind it as much as you.
Any thoughts as I was talking about this?
Well, I'm trying... You got me thinking with one of your suggestions. I can't remember which level it was in World of Illusion with Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck that had the cake or the candy in it.
Yeah, okay.
Do you remember? You remember?
Well, it's probably the cake level.
I don't know if there is a cake level. Oh, okay. I think it's a part of a level.
Oh, it's a giant, like a giant's level?
Giant cakes. Giant
cakes.
Well,
it's a giant. It's a giant. It's,
okay, right? Maybe that's it.
It's a giant castle.
But I like, or giant candy, and I like the idea of that, just large sweets.
Oh, yeah, large sweets, yeah.
But I also like the idea of level of, well, there's a lot of city levels in Streets of Rage.
Oh, yeah,
I'm a city guy myself. I'm a city guy.
Yeah.
So I like the idea of just being able to take a stroll.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, okay.
So that's off the top of my head. I think those would be good places to live.
Speaking of Streets of Rage, I saw Yuzo Koshiro live.
Oh, that's right. You invited me, but I
didn't just invite you. This guy, Nick Dwyer, who made the Red Bull series, Digging in the Carts, or Digging in the Carts. He invited us.
Okay.
But,
I just, there was no way for me to get there from Portland. The video you sent me looked very cool.
Well, it was fun. It was a spectacle, definitely.
I kind of feel like if I was there, I should have talked to him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
they would have said, hey, this is the Switch. This is all about Sega and Genesis and raging on the streets. So, you know, you should talk to him. And I feel like he would
talk to you,
understand, you know, there'd be this connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, you know, musically, it wasn't really a thing that I mean, it was interesting, the spectacle of it, you know, this, it wasn't just him either. It was the
famous animator.
Oh, well, no, I mean, not just Yuzo Koshiro, but it was his co-collaborator on Streets of Rage 2 and Streets of Rage 3.
Mm-hmm. And that would be another thing. I would have said, listen, me and my podcast partner, we collaborate as well on Legacy Music Hour. Live shows.
You should talk to him.
We do something similar. So in that way, you know, I mean, it would have been like a peer meeting. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Which actually, can I interject with another top of the show business?
Sure, but let me just say his name real quick. Motohiro Kawashima. Yeah. Co-collaborator. Go on. Interject.
I was strolling in my hometown of San Francisco not too long ago, and I had no idea that the Sega offices are less than a mile from where I grew up. That's where they are now.
I knew that. It's been like that for a long time.
Yeah, you pass it on the freeway, right? You used to pass it on the
Sega sign on the freeway.
So I was walking by and I saw it. I kind of felt like I should have walked in, right?
Yeah.
And just asked them, you know, just, hey guys.
How could you do this to Sonic?
What's the plan? No, just let them know, what's the plan? What are we doing? we got to get back on it. And I kind of feel they would have said, you know, he's legit. Let's get him in there and talk to somebody. I've got ideas. Uh-huh. I've got plans.
You want to get a console back on the market?
I think...
get a new console?
I think that's the direction that we need to take.
Imagine a world where Nintendo was making games for a Sega console. I mean, that'd be something, huh?
Well, that's the direction it was going, but, you know, fate had different plans. Different plans.
Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts about anything else? Well, at least with regard to that question from...
About which level you want to live in?
Yeah. Any thoughts from you guys? Yeah.
Maybe a Starlight Zone would be nice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's kind of romantic.
It's pretty. Good jams going on.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the question, Ultima Sky, a.k.a. Toxic City Official.
It's a good one.
Thank you, user Ultimate Sky. Just a couple of things that I will mention. Okay, well, I'll just say this. This episode, when I have a kind of a focus for this episode.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I'll be playing music only from games that I've played recently. I've been playing a lot of video games in the last month or so, and I've been playing through them, and I've been discovering new music that I had listened to the soundtracks before, but I didn't really hear these tracks. I didn't really get a chance to be. I didn't become familiar with these tracks really until I played the game, you know?
Yes.
So all my track selections will be from games I've played through in the last couple months and that I discovered in the last couple months.
Okay.
But a couple games I played through that I wanted to mention that we won't be hearing from were. I wanted to talk about those before we get into it, if that's all right. One of those was I played through this game, Star Ocean. It's a Super Famicom game. It's Japanese. It's an kind of an action role-playing game, or maybe just a role-playing game. It is very complicated. A complicated game, and even more complicated in not speaking Japanese. And I don't know how I got through it, but I did it. I beat the game.
You said it's a Super Famicom game. You said it's a game for the Super Famicom, and then you said it's a Japanese game. Were there ever American games made for the Famicom or Super Famicom?
Well, there's European Super Famicom.
European?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, they called it Super Nintendo there, didn't they? Yeah. Oh, you're thinking of Mega Drive.
No, but it looked like Super Famicom. That's why I'm confused.
And also, maybe you're thinking of Mega Drive, too, because Mega Drive was in Europe was called Mega Drive.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. You know what? Touche.
I was just wondering. Did any Americans say, let me take a stab at this? Let me get a crack at this Famicom.
Just do a Famicom only game?
Yes.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Mm. So, anyway, I played through this, and I don't know how I did it, but I did it. And I just, this game is so complicated with these, there's this whole crazy skill, convoluted skill system where you have to learn skills, and the skills lead to learning abilities. And then, but you only could be good at the abilities if you have a talent for it, and you have to have these talents. And then, not to mention, there's this whole approval rating system where you have choices on how you want to interact with different characters, and that affects the story and what happens to the characters and stuff. And I mean, I don't know how I did this, not speaking Japanese, but I stuck with it and I did it, and I got through the game. But man, boy, oh boy, that was hard to get through, not knowing Japanese. But anyway, Star Ocean, and then I also played through Bucky O'Hare for the Nintendo, and this is a real what a fun game. I thought it was an awesome game actually, and there's some very challenging parts to it, but still very fair. And a lot of reviews online say this is a brutally hard game, and you'll be really frustrated. And I didn't find it that way at all, because the game essentially gives you unlimited lives. So as challenging as certain parts might be, you can keep playing those parts over and over again and, you know, learn how to do them, and you don't have to start from the beginning. So to me, that makes it very fair, and if not fair, easy even, you know, that you get to keep practicing at it and you don't have to go through everything from the very beginning. So fun game. I had a lot of fun with it. I actually have a lot of fun with games like that, where they have really challenging parts, but you can keep replaying them over and over again. Also, graphically, it is a really cool game, and the game design overall is really cool, and the first level music is really good. And anyway, cool game. Bucky O'Hare from Nintendo. Yeah.
Okay.
So the other games I've played, I won't talk about now. I'll talk about as we get into the music of those games. And so, yeah.
All right.
Nothing else to mention?
You ready to jump into these games?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. What is it? It's 95, right? 195. So I guess I'm starting it off, right?
Give me something good.
Okay, I will. So I'll start off with a game that I played through recently. Ease, The Vanished Omens. This is the Sega Master System game, and the first installment in the Ease series. The music is composed by Yuzo Koshiro, who we spoke of earlier.
Yes.
And it was arranged for the Sega Master System by Tokuhiko Uwabo, credited as Bo. Izuho Numata, credited as Ippo. And Neko, the alias is credited, or that I don't know what the real name is, but one of those three arranged it, or all three of them arranged it for the Sega Master System. But the original composition is by Yuzo Koshiro, and we're going to hear Tower of the Shadow of Death. And again, I discovered this really just playing the game and really hearing the music while I was playing. And this is a neat track from Ys the Vanished Omens for the Sega Master System. This is music for the Sega Master System,
yeah.
But from the game Ys the Vanished Omens. This is music by Yuzo Koshiro, and this is called Tower of the Shadow of Death. And, I talked about this game already, I think, on one of the last episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't really need to go into detail, but this was I really like this piece, that, and I really only heard it because I played through the game, you know?
Yes. I like that.
I like this. I like that, you know? You know,
that's very old school right there. Just takes me back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got a retro feel to
yes.
on that?
Yes.
Well, I just like this. It's kind of funky a little bit. You
a
know?
Little bit, yes.
It's good there, too. And then it kind of kicks in here. It's kind of like movements to this, you know?
It's very sophisticated.
Anyway.
No. I think it's time to go to town. Let's go to town.
All right.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Santa Claus?
No. It's a town level. Dragon Slayer 2. AU. Densetsu.
Yeah, too. Yeah. There's some good tracks to this that we've heard from on the podcast in the past.
This one is town.
Is that? Yeah. No. You almost said that like that was an adjective.
Well,
this one is town.
Like, it can't.
I mean, yeah, we've heard a lot of tracks, but this one is town.
What I was trying to get.
Yeah,
is this is town, but I guess it can be.
It's like the new bonk.
The new bonk.
Yeah, it's like the new bonk. Town is the new bonk. Oh, this one is town.
Right.
Because it's kind of like, oh yeah, we're gonna go to town on this one, you know?
Okay.
It's kind of like you're saying we're gonna go to town on this one. Oh, this track. It's, okay, we've heard a lot of tracks, but this one is town.
Town.
It's kind of like the new bonk. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Town, the new bonk.
Tell me. Dragon Slayer 2, Eiyu Densetsu 2, Town.
You say Dragon Slayer 2, Eiyu Densetsu 2?
Also known as, right?
No, I think you just, I think just Dragon Slayer, Eiyu Densetsu 2.
Oh, I thought it was Dragon Slayer 2, not Dragon Slayer 2?
No. Oh. I think it's just Dragon Slayer, Eiyu Densetsu 2. Hey, you know.
This is a funky little jam.
It's kind of got a reggae sound to it.
Da, 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 da. Here it goes. No dragon. No, woman, no, no, no dragon. No dragon.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. No dragon, no cry.
When I used to slay. He goes. No dragon, no cry. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. That's true. Well, no dragon, no slay.
No dragon, no slay. Okay. Yeah. I like that. That was a little funky thing I liked. Hold on. That was a little. I don't know if you heard that earlier.
Yeah, I heard it.
That's it.
Yeah. There it is again. Alright, well, next up, we're going to hear from the game Brain Lord. Okay, we've heard from this in the past, right?
Yes.
This is a Super Nintendo game. But I played through this game recently, and wow, what a hidden gem of a game.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'll talk about it more when during the track. But I thought I was pretty familiar with the soundtrack. We've played tracks from it in the past. But I discovered this one track in playing the game that is really good and we never played before. So I'll talk more about this game, but this is a great game for the Super Nintendo. And I don't feel like people really know about it too much. So, this is music from Brain Lord. The composer is Masanao Akahori. And I almost think we should maybe do a focus on this guy because he's amazing. He's really good. We're going to hear a track called Demon Invasion. This is music from Brainlord for the Super Nintendo. This is music from Brainlord for the Super Nintendo. And this is Demon Invasion, music by Masanao Akahori. And, before I talk about the game, this track is just really neat, I think. It's just the slap bass, but it's also sliding around and stuff, too, You know? And then it starts to build here with the drums. But then I love the breakdown coming up right here. This is so cool. Listen to how cool that is. It's just really neat. The drums, everything.
The orchestra hits.
Yeah. Oh. Listen to that slap bass sliding. You hear that? So that's just a slap, but then it's sliding too, you know? Anyway, that's a really neat track, and I don't know what it was. I mean, sometimes listening through soundtracks, you kind of just, you hear the first, say, 20 seconds or something, and I don't know, maybe you move on. I try to listen to all the way through, but somehow this didn't register with me, this track, when I had heard the soundtrack before, until I was playing the game, and I thought, well, this is a cool track, actually, especially when it gets into that B section, you know? How cool! That's very cool. I think.
Where in the game is this? It kind of sounds like a cave or underground.
Oh, that's interesting that you say that. That's really interesting because it is.
That first part kind of, I mean, reminds me of the Mario.
Well, it starts. Yeah. It starts out in a town, actually, and then you go into a hole and you go into underground.
This reminds me of Mario Brothers 1 and 2.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard that as well.
Yeah.
It also reminded you of something else, too, I think,
Yeah. I don't know what the soundtrack sounds like, but it just reminds me of the first Ninja Turtles movie, like when they're like on a stakeout or something, like sticking out the Foot Clan. It just sounds like that era.
About the game, this game is... First of all, I mean, where do I start with this game? It's a great game, okay? Great music, obviously. The gameplay is fun. It's categorized as a role-playing game, or like action role-playing game, but it to me is not, doesn't really, it has almost none of the elements of a role-playing game. It's more of a platformer, if you ask me. I mean, it's more of an action platformer and a puzzle game. It's a mix of a lot of different games. It's a puzzle game. There's really cool puzzles in it. There's, it's platforming. It's an overhead view platformer. Okay? Not a side-scrolling platformer, that is. And, it's I would say that Legend of Zelda is more of a role-playing game than this game.
Wow.
And also the game is, it's got really cool graphics. you know, like I said, the controls are good, are neat and fun, and the game design and the way you do have like this helper kind of these fairies, and you can level those up, but aside from that, you don't level up. I think you just get better armor and stuff. But
it's not enough fairies in games. Use more fairies.
Yeah. The puzzles are really great. So there are like a little bit of role-playing elements, but not a ton. And that's a good thing, actually. Yeah. So anyway, highly recommend this game to people, especially if, I don't know, I recommend this game even more to people who think they don't like role-playing games. Because, I mean, I don't consider this a role-playing game, but
Is it Square?
No, it's Enix.
Oh, that's right.
What's the game I fell asleep to when you were playing?
Secret of Mana, but...
Is that a role-playing game?
Yeah, that's an action role-playing game, yeah. But that's definitely way more of a role-playing game than this game. This game is just hardly... Like I said, there's role-playing game elements to it, and the theme is kind of a role-playing theme, kind of. But there's only two towns in this game, by the way, you know? It's not... This game is... Really, like I said, it's a platformer, really. You know, okay. I mean, you're doing jumps and stuff, you know? It's like, you first of all, there is a jump button, just to point that out. There's a jump button. You're making hard to make jumps sometimes, and, you know, you're hitting things, you're slashing, and, you know, it's, and there's really cool puzzles, too. Really great puzzles. I love the puzzles in the game. It's like a puzzle game.
Jumps, slashes, puzzles, fairies. Okay.
Rob's getting sleepy just thinking of Secret of Mana.
By the way, the game is called Brain Lord, and I was wondering why it was called Brain Lord, and then once I hit the puzzles, I was thinking, oh, that's why it's called Brain Lord. It's because of the puzzle.
Don't spoil it. Huh? I want to play this game.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, so that's what I have to say about that.
Devilish.
Okay, I know this game.
That's where I'm going. You know the composer.
Hitoshi Sakamoto, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This particular track was suggested to me by user Utopia Nemo.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Is this going to be the Genesis game, or is it the... There's another version of this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Game Gear, I think, maybe?
No.
One of them's a sequel, or one of them on TurboGrafx 16, maybe, or something like that, no?
I'm going Sega Genesis.
Genesis. Okay, so Genesis. Devilish the Next Possession, right?
Mm-hmm. Let's go with Bad Omen Prairie.
Oops. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Devilish. Bad Omen. Which is AKA Bad Omen.
Right.
This is Stage 7 Prairie. Oh my god, this is This is hard. This is hard. Right here. Right here, this is like some poltergeist situation happening. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But then... Oh, here comes it. It's about to go deep. I'm about to go deep right now. Hold on. Here it comes. Oh my god.
Alright.
Oh my god. How low can you go, Brent? Now this is some spookiness right here. Mm-hmm. But now it's like the rock show is about to start. Oh my god, that's so good. That's so good.
Very John Carpenter.
Right.
It's like if John Carpenter did Bloodsport.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, so this was a Utopia Nemo suggestion.
Uh-huh.
And, he's been sending me lots of stuff. And this, when I heard this one, I said, oh my god. Just gotta hear that deepness one more time.
Like deep, deeper.
This is legit workout music right here.
Oh, you would work out to this?
I would work out to this. Mm-hmm.
You haven't done that yet?
Not to this, no.
Oh, why not?
I haven't been exercising in that style where I could listen to headphones. I've been doing a lot of swimming. That's all I do. That's too good. That's gonna make it into my DJ set. Mm. I might blow out the ground control speaker with that bass.
Mm. There's something that I forgot to do at the top of the show.
Okay.
There was a message you left me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we should do that now, or we should do a couple more tracks and then do that, or what. Well, also, Gabe has something going on too, yeah, right?
We could slip in that track right now.
You want to do that right now?
Sure.
Speaking of going deep.
I think I remember the message you are referencing.
Okay, well, Rob left me a message. I'll just do this now.
Do you remember when I left it? I don't know.
I know it was at night. It was when I was out at one point.
Oh boy.
It was here. I'm going to play this message. I'm going to play this not message, but I'm going to play this. Yeah, I'm going to play this message, and mm-hmm. it's kind of a name that tune situation.
Okay. Okay.
Well, okay. You have to. So, yeah. So you can. We're still recording, right? I mean, you'll have to bleep that one part out, but. Yeah, so. Can you name that tune?
I know what it is now.
Oh, you do. Okay.
With the exception of one note, I think it's pretty clear.
Okay. Anybody
it's
have a
pretty
guess?
Clear. Pretty clear.
Do you know, Gabe?
I thought I did, but I lost it.
I don't know, but you know what? Maybe we shouldn't say it and let the listeners or the users.
It's pretty clear what it is. That's all I got to tell you.
So look, do name it in the comment section, you know?
Yeah.
Feel free to rewind that part and just keep listening to it and find out, figure out what it is. But
you're usually right on the money when I...
Yeah, I'm not hearing it.
What system?
Well, wait.
You can't even tell?
No, don't say that yet. Let's just see if the users can get it.
I was clearly using a specific... For certain chipsets, I use a specific hum. That's what I do.
Uh-huh. Your triangle wave? Yeah.
So, all right. Well, anyway, so name it. Yeah. See if you guys can figure it out. I can figure it out.
I know. I mean, it's an NES game.
Well, I'm not going to... Maybe. I don't know.
I will neither confirm nor deny this, but it's... pretty obvious.
All right. Well, anyway, I mean, I'll either think about it or I'll just hear the answer after we're done recording.
Okay.
But yeah, comment at legacymusichour.com on the episode. Okay. So up next, we're going to hear from Kirby's Dream Land 3 for the Super Nintendo. This is music by Jun Ishikawa. And again, I thought I was familiar with the soundtrack. I never really... This track didn't register until I played the game. And this is near the end of the game, but this track is called Iceberg. And it's interesting because it doesn't even sound like a Kirby game. This track doesn't even sound like Kirby. It doesn't sound like Jun Ishikawa. It actually sounds like Kazuo Sawa, actually. Definitely sounds like a different composer than the normal Jun Ishikawa style. But here we go, Iceberg from Kirby's Dream Land 3 for the Super Nintendo. Music from Kirby's Dream Land 3, music by Jun Ishikawa, allegedly. Because this sounds like, I mean, there's obviously hints of Kirby music in this, but so much of it doesn't sound like his style at all. This part's the part that sounds the most Kirby to me, this part right here. But Kazuo Sawa is who it reminds me of, actually. This is so cool right here.
Yeah, this reminds me of Aphex Twin a lot. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I was going to say like drone bass or square pusher.
Yeah, totally.
This sounds so cool.
Totally Aphex.
Yeah. Even kind of this part.
I mean, definitely the beginning sounds like, I mean, Gay pointed out, and I agree, it sounds like Earthbound, the beginning, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that definitely sounds Earthbound. Then,
it's a great sounding track, like sonically.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a great
mix. Totally, yeah.
That's a little nod to Streets of Rage.
Right.
Stage 1 bus.
Uh huh.
Oh, I like this, where this is gone.
This is cool. This is such a weird, funky track that is. I don't know, it just doesn't sound. This doesn't sound like anything else in the game, you know? Does it sound like a Kirby track to you? I mean, some of this part does, but... This part's so cool right here. This sounds also very modern, too. I mean, It's, I mean, modern by meaning it sounds like a later era, you know? It actually kind of reminds me of Wario Land Shake It a little bit, actually. Listen to this. Listen to the treatment on this, which is this sort of... It sounds like some kind of vacuum or something, almost, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it.
I love that move.
So as for the game, yeah, I mean, I acquired Kirby's Dream Land 3 finally, and this game, very cute game, you know, really cute, you know, just a lot of moments in it where you just think, oh, look at that, you know, just little cute characters doing cute things, you know, very cute game. I 100%ed this game, and that's really hard to do, actually. The game is pretty easy all the way through, but then there's these bonus challenges that are really hard. And I think that you don't get access to those bonus challenges till the very end after you beat the game. But yeah, the bonuses are really hard.
I think you have to do a boss run and beat all the bosses in the game, and you only get one life to do it. That's one of the challenges. It's pretty hard because you have to basically just really master all the bosses.
And then another one is there's all these mini games, and you have to flawlessly complete all the mini games that were in the game in one go. And then, but the one of the hardest challenges is there's this kind of jumping game that's like another mini game in the game, and you have to succeed at the jumping game really well to earn the 100% status. Anyway, so yeah, those bonus challenges are really hard, but anyway, cute game, nice game, came out in 97, so it's, you know, kind of employing, I think, the most it can out of the system, and then maybe that's what we can hear in this music too, I think, you know.
I think it's time for a little bit of Flintstones. SNES. The Flintstones. The Flintstones. Unused song 2. another Dean Evans hit. Certified platinum. I'm sure of it. Seen it 1,000 times. This track is what's up, right, Brent?
Yeah, it's you know what? There's parts of it. It has different sounds in it. You know, some of it sounds kind of, you know, this has kind of got that Tim Follin sort of kind of sound. You know, and then there's other parts of it. Some of it sounds like Secret of Mana, actually.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Isn't that good? Oh, no, no, you know what it is? Here it is. Yubba dubba 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 dubba. Ooh, that yubba dubba doo. Oh, no, you know what? Okay, hold on. This is unused song too.
Yeah.
But you know what it should be used for?
What?
Go back to the beginning. Start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Legacy Music Hour. 2018. Here we go. I'm feeling it. Stone Age. Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Stone Age family. They're from the town of Bedrock. Yeah, but something like that. Uh-huh. That could be the theme song, right? Uh-huh. The new theme song.
That's really funny. Yabba dabba 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 doo.
It's an excellent use of the yabba dabba doo. You know, really good yabba dabba doo.
This part right here, by the way, sounds like Secret of Mana right here.
Oh, this?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So.
And then there's this Irish jig part of this piece, too, actually, you know, kind of. Anyway.
Utopia demo. He gave me some tracks, and then, you know, I went down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And when I saw this was on Dean Evans's page,
yeah,
I said, oh, yabba dabba 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 dabba. I said, it's so good.
Oh, I thought you said yabba dabba 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 doo. I thought you were saying, when I saw it on Dean Evans's, you know, YouTube channel, I thought. Yabba dabba 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 doo. No, but you thought what?
Dabba dabba
doo. Oh, here's the Irish jig part. Or it's like, this is like a, it's kind of like, not an Irish jig part, but it's like a, just, it sounds like a forest, you know, kind of situation, you know, forest kind of fairy tale thing. Anyway. You know what I mean? It reminds me of, actually, you know, because that guitar part kind of sounded like Follin, you know, Tim Follin? Mm-hmm. This part kind of sounds like parts of Solstice, you know, Follin. Oh, yeah. There's a kind of the beginning of it. Yeah. Okay, do we want to do your thing now, or do we want to do it after the next two tracks?
To you.
Let's do the next two tracks, and then we'll do it.
You sure?
Yeah.
You don't want to do it right now?
Oh, you want to do it now?
I mean, I kind of feeling this music while we're doing this thing.
Yeah. Let's do the... Okay, you really?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
I mean, this is kind of our Christmas episode.
It's right? Not. Next episode will be.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, you brought a gift?
Wait, isn't this December?
Well, this is... It comes out December 1st. Well, you're right. It is.
Yeah, I mean, December 1.
You know what? You're right, actually. It is. It comes out December 1st, so... Yeah.
6.
Well, whatever it is, the first Wednesday of December. Yeah. So you're right. It is the Christmas episode. You're right.
Okay, so
You know, you're right, Gabe. It is. So you're right.
And so it's another edition of Gabe Gives You Stuff.
Okay. Oh, wow. Gabe's Gifts. Just so you know, Gabe, I actually have a gift for you, but I was going to give it to you in December when we record in December for the January episode.
That is a lot closer to Christmas.
Because we'll probably be recording around December 20th or something like that. So I already have a gift for you. It's ready to go.
I appreciate that.
So actually, for the next like month, don't get anything for yourself in case I happen to like, you know.
Don't grocery shop.
Okay.
Don't pay your bills.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't do a thing.
Don't pay rent.
Don't pay rent. Don't do anything, Gabe. Just let's see what happens. Address. Let's just see what happens. No, but anyway, so okay, well let's see what's up then.
I think you can get, I got two things for you, for Brent, and two things for Rob.
Oh man.
And one thing for Trevor, which it's kind of my fault now that it's ruined, but I'll get into that.
Oh, that's so funny.
I bet you can guess yours, but Rob, these are kind of hard to guess.
Wait, am I supposed to guess now?
No. So I think these are good multiplayer games.
I think I can guess one of them. That's for me. Is it is one of them? Can I guess now?
Yeah.
Is one of them Zombies Ate My Neighbors? Or
whatever? Oh, you know what? I forgot to look to see if I had an extra one.
WWF Royal Rumble. Great multiplayer game for Brent. Is that what it is?
I don't. That's not my guess.
Okay, that's my guess for you.
I think these are good for like a barbershop setting, perhaps. One of these games is my favorite. It's not this one, but it's a very good game. It's Mega Bomberman. Yeah.
Ooh.
It's a great game. It's kind of the same version of what's on TurboGrafx is Bomberman 94.
Right.
And one of my favorite games, Super Off-Road.
Super Off-Road. Oh man, look at this box. Look at the art. Look at that art, Brent.
Isn't
that beautiful?
Oh, that is neat. Look at
that. We got that.
I like the cardboard box on that one.
Wait, so this is what game? What system?
Genesis.
Oh, the Super Off-Road, right. Okay,
yeah.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
Oh, legit. The number one arcade classic.
Number one.
Yeah, I remember.
Only those. Number one for Switch.
What do you think about that, Rob?
I'm into it. Hell yeah.
So for Trevor,
Thank you.
no problem. I was talking about this game. And then you went ahead and downloaded it during the podcast.
I'm downloading it right now as we speak.
You know what sucks is that what's kind of crazy is that did you bring it up on your own accord?
He's like,
"How's Skyrim? Well, is that good?" And then Gabe goes, "Oh, it's awesome!" Or whatever. He really likes Skyrim.
I feel bad that I ended up because I was chomping at the bit.
And then after his recommendation, and I was thinking, I knew that he was going to give you that, I was thinking, "Oh, great! This is going to be a great gift." And then while that happened, he was like, He went along and
downloaded it right now, and as it's downloading, it still has an hour and 15 minutes to go.
it's kind of my fault because I was feeling you out to see if you had it, and then I was like talking it up, and you're like, yeah.
And then you just got it. So I feel bad, but Gabe, it's okay. That'll give you a chance to maybe... I want to get you something.
No.
That you already have.
Yeah. I'll get you Skyrim.
But I can return this and I'll get you something else.
Okay, great. And then I'll get you something. We'll do a trade maybe next
podcast. Oh, man. But wait, isn't that better because it's a hard copy?
No. See.
Well, I just looked it up. I can't return e-downloads.
Yeah. You can't...
Oh. I like having it the way he's doing it.
I'm sorry, Gabe. Thank you. You are a very sweet, awesome dude.
Gabe got the hard copy.
It's a new world, Brent.
So I got two things
for
you.
People like downloaded versions now.
Right. It's not like the, what do you call it? The Stone Age.
Right.
I actually own two hard copies of it already, like on other systems. So, do you want to try guessing yours?
Well, it'd be pretty. Okay. Is one of them Crisis Wars?
No. I mean.
Aw.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry. It's not. That'd be a great gift.
I don't know.
You could guess the system.
Super Nintendo?
Well, there's two things. No.
Nintendo?
No.
Nintendo.
Genesis?
Wii.
One is Genesis.
One is Wii.
One is TurboGrafx 16?
That's correct.
Oh, really? One is TurboGrafx 16? Okay.
Yeah.
Is one of them a pinball game?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. It's,
Alien Crush.
It's like Devil's Crush or something.
It's Devil's Crush.
Ooh,
on the card?
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. I love this card. Game.
Well, they're all cards. Wait, they're all cards. They're all cards.
Well, I just
this is the best one.
It's my favorite one.
Oh, really?
It's my favorite, like 8/16-bit pinball game.
It's the not just TurboGrafx 16. It's all 8-bit 16-bit games.
I would say so. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. And so it's better than Alien Crush.
Yeah. I like it better. Alien Crush is good, but there's something in Alien Crush I don't like, the way it switches screens. Like, it blacks out every time you go high.
Oh, right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can I hold it? I've never held a TurboGrafx card before. I'm serious. Wait, how should I touch it? I don't want to touch the contacts. No, can't touch the contacts.
Yeah. No.
Cool.
Okay.
Oh, he's almost touching it.
Oh, oh man. Dang, look at this. Hmm.
The other one, it's not really, I don't think, guess-worthy. I should just give it to you.
I know that's old, but it's kind of amazing. Like, you can put a whole game on that card.
Yeah, there was a Sega Master System games on that.
Yeah, the Sega Master System had little cards, too.
Cool.
Like, now, is the game, are the circuits in... throughout the card, or is it just...
I think so. I'm not actually...
Oh, they're
I'm
throughout the whole card?
I'm pretty sure, and those are just the contacts that stick out. I've never opened one, so I don't know. I'm too afraid.
That's funny. That's cool that I guessed one of them. I didn't even think I was... It just came to me in a vision. Because I was thinking, if it's not Crisis Force, it's got to be Devil's Crush. No, I'm just kidding. the other one, it's a Nintendo game?
No.
It was a Genesis game. You said Genesis game. Is it a racing game?
No.
Puzzle?
Oh, is it like Landstalker?
No.
Is it?
We did talk about it recently, though.
We did?
And I was surprised that you hadn't played it, because it's my favorite of the series.
Oh, is it? It's not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, is it?
No.
Echo the Dolphin?
No.
Echo Jr.
It's not. No. Wait, it's not Turrican stuff.
No. Okay. No.
Because I have Mega Turrican.
No, I know. I know you do. And I know you don't have Crisis Force.
I don't know, actually. I'm trying to think. Any more hints? Is it a fighting game?
Kind of.
Is it beat-em-up?
Kind of.
As I meant, beat-em-up. It's kind of. Kind of a beat-em-up?
Kind of.
Two crude dudes.
It's a well-known series.
Streets of Rage.
It's like that level, though, of fame.
Oh, that level of fame. Sonic?
Combat Tribes.
No. It's not Combat Tribes.
I actually have Combat Tribes.
It's part of the series, so it wouldn't be Combat Tribes.
I have the Japanese version of Combat Tribes.
It's a well-known series for the Sega Genesis.
For the Genesis. Road Rash.
No. No. I figured we're knee-deep in Road Rash copies.
I don't have it, actually. Not that I need it or anything, but...
Known.
Come on. I already know. I'm about to get. Can I give it away?
Wait.
Do you want some more? Because I already know.
A Golden Axe.
No.
I know what's up. Duh.
Wait. Famous franchises.
Duh. Duh.
What is
Simpsons?
It?
Simpsons.
No.
Duh.
The
right. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. It makes me think you're wrong.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what's... Is it Mickey Mouse related?
No.
Tell me when you're done.
It's not
guessing.
Disney related? Is it Quackshot?
No.
No way. No.
I would say that's Disney related.
Tell me when you're done guessing, because I'll guess it for you.
So it's a side-scroller?
Yeah.
Earthworm Jim, too?
No.
Oh, my God.
Really? You know what it is?
What does Rob think of it? Come on. Just say it.
Double Dragon.
No.
Oh.
That's what I was going. Duh.
But what does your watch have to do with anything? You said duh, and then you looked at your
watch. It beeped.
Oh, okay.
My watch beeped.
He's like, duh. You know what I mean? That's funny. That was good. Is it Battletoads related?
Ooh.
Is it Mega Man?
No, it's its own series on the Sega Genesis.
Oh. It's not Echo.
How do I not know this?
I'm trying to think of other famous...
Side-scroller. Kind of a beat-em-up. Kind of.
Oh, is it related to Fist in the North Star?
No, Last but Battle? It's a closer style, I guess. No, it's not that.
Like, it's not like Black Belt, which is a...
We're getting there, but I mean...
Oh, it's Shinobi. Oh, yeah. It's Return of Shinobi.
Yeah.
Return of Shinobi?
Oh, yeah, one. The third one.
Good one.
Oh, no, that's the second one. It's the third one.
Shinobi 3.
Yeah.
The Curse of the something or other, right?
Return of the Ninja Master.
Oh, Return of the Ninja Master. Okay.
It's a great game.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Thank you. Yeah. It's really good, huh? It's the best Shinobi game.
I think so. And I really like the Shinobi games.
Wow, I got the best video game pinball game.
Yeah.
And I got the best Shinobi game of all 8-bit and 16-bit games.
I mean, Alien Crush is close, but... It's no devil's crush.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Don't get anything not for yourself getting, because I don't want the same thing that happened here to happen.
No. I'll like order it on eBay during a podcast.
I mean, I don't even know. I mean, to be honest, I don't even know if you might even have it. I don't know, you know. So I don't want to say it, but I don't. You know, okay. We'll see.
Thank you, Gabe.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Gabe.
Of course.
All I gotta say is
thank you.
All right, moving on to some new tracks here. I'm going to move on to a game that, you know, was a gift from someone else, actually, a user. Ranmahaf Chogi Ranbu Hen. And this is a fighting game for the Super Famicom. And, you know, I played through this somewhat recently, and there's some really good tracks on it. And I noticed that there's no rip of the soundtrack for this, actually, online. There's no file at least. But anyway, this music is by Toshio Okamoto. That explains why I never heard the soundtrack before. But there's some really good tracks in it. So Toshio Okamoto is the composer, and we're gonna hear Herb, the Parthenon Temple. This is the final boss. Area, music, you know, or final boss setting or stage music. So, like I said, it's a fighting game. So this is kind of the equivalent of M. Bison stage, you know, for Ranmahaf, you know, Ranmahaf. Okay, here it is. Parthenon Temple, Herb, from Ranmahaf Chogi Ranbu Hen. This is music from Ranmahaf Chogi Ranbu Hen for the Super Famicom. Music by Toshio Okamoto. This is Herb, Parthenon Temple. This is cool. This track is cool, I think, you know? This one got stuck in my head hardcore. I like this. Actually, my favorite part is coming up after this part. In this part. That's cool. Listen to how it switches back between left and right. And I like this. That's neat. How that comes in. Starts sprinkling in, you know? And then that's so good, I think. That's really good, I think. Anyway, the only place to hear this online is there's a YouTube upload of it, but it's actually messed up. The files, the track is messed up. So this is a fixed version of it, though. You know. So, but this is kind of a neat game because it's Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's a fighting game, and I don't know, there's cool things about it. There's this one character that's a little girl who turns into an adult woman, and it's kind of neat, you know? You can do that while you're fighting, and you turn into an adult woman. But, But anyway, I just, yeah. But this next part's so good with the, especially when the sprinkling in comes in. I love the sprinklers. I love that siren kind of sound. It's cool. Here comes a sprinkle right here. Good, that's good. I like how it's building up, you know, and the, I don't know, the drums too. Anyway, it's good.
I think some more Sega Genesis is in order, if that's okay with all of you.
Sure.
Gods.
Yes. I thought you were calling us gods. Just
Gods is the name of the game.
Oh, okay.
This suggestion was sent to me by Keegliff.
Okay.
She was checking in on me, making sure I'm not down and out. Thank you, Keegliff. Much appreciated. And this is definitely right up my Hogan's alley. High score tune. Gods.
I feel like I think I've said this before, but I feel like right up my Hogan's alley sounds kind of suggestive. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. No.
Or do you?
No, I do. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. High score tune, Gods. So we're doing a little robot action.
Yeah.
Caterpillar, worm action.
Mm-hmm.
This is from John Fox and Jason Page. Mm-hmm. Good of John Fox to take time from booking gigs to.
I'm not 100% sure, music. But I think that.
Yeah, I was wondering if you're going to catch that line.
Yeah, no. I'm not 100% sure, but I think this track in particular was Jason Page.
Okay. It's kind of... let's hit that beginning one more time.
Well, hold on. Before you do, there's a part coming up near the end that, to me, just sounds very 90s.
Oh, you know, right.
Very, you know... What does it remind me of?
Well, this is kind of the beginning.
This part right here.
Yeah. It's the piano.
It reminds me...
CNC Music Factory.
It's something. It sounds like... That's very 90s, that just piano part, you know?
John Scotta.
I guess it's kind of like George Michael, too, you know? Yeah. I mean,
John Scotta.
Yeah. Uh-huh. John Fox.
A little comedy reference there. But I like how that...
Is the beginning part you wanted?
Yeah, it's kind of that synth. That synth part is kind of isolated. Mm-hmm. So let's hit that. So let me hit that from the beginning real quick. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
That's actually the pre-show music at the Crow's Nest. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, moving on. We're going to hear from a Game Boy game. Actually, I'll say this. I played two Game Boy games recently. I played through two Game Boy games. One of them was Castlevania the Adventure. And yeah, I mean, with Gabe, it makes a face. He makes it just like a concerned look on his face.
It's pretty rough.
Well, I'll say this. It's hard and kind of bad. I mean, it's bad. When you first play the game, you're thinking, this game is really bad.
Yeah.
Because it's really slow. I mean, you move. It's crazy how slow your character moves in that.
And it's weird because you jump so high and it feels like you're hitting walls whenever you jump, to me at least.
Well, it's also, I don't know, I can't remember how I felt about the jumping compared to this moving, but you move like a snail. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy how slow your character moves in this game, Castlevania the Adventure. It's almost not playable, actually. I almost gave up on it.
Ikari Warrior style?
Yeah, worse than that, actually.
Worse.
Yeah. Wow. It's crazy. I mean, you're pressing... It makes you want press the button harder because you think it's going to move better, you know? It moves so slow. But I got to say, once you get used to how slow it is, you can start to appreciate the game a little better. For me, at least. I somehow stuck with the game, and it's only four stages long. And I, you know, I kind of got into it, actually, you know? So yeah, and then I actually have to say the stage three is actually pretty cool and pretty fun, actually. So once you just get used to the slowness of it, then you can kind of get into it. But anyway, that was one of the Game Boy games I played, and I forgot to mention that earlier. We're not going to hear music from that game. What we are going to hear music from is another Game Boy game I played, was Gargoyle's Quest 1. So this is the original in the series, you know, Gargoyle's Quest 2 for the Nintendo being the sequel. And I have to say, these games, well, I'll talk about the game and when we hear the music, but anyway, this is a track from Gargoyle's Quest for the Game Boy. The music is composed by Harumi Fujita, Yoko Shimomura, and two others unknown. We're going to hear Short Stage music from Gargoyle's Quest for the Game Boy. This is music from Gargoyle's Quest for the Game Boy. Music by Harumi Fujita, Yoko Shimomura, and two others. This is Short Stage. It's not specified. It's not specified who the others are. And this is called Short Stage. This game is basically the same game. Basically the same game as Part 2, actually, for the Nintendo. It's almost like Nintendo was the Nintendo version, or the sequel is. It's almost like just a remake with you know, more, just a little more and graphics and sound and stuff. You know, actually, not even sound, actually, but yeah, it's very similar. Very similar games. Essentially the same game, I feel. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good game, and I think probably actually I would say the Nintendo version's better probably, but yeah, anyway.
I'm going to close out my set with something that was with a game that was never released. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about, guys?
Well, I do.
SNES.
You should have said, you know what I'm talking about, gods?
SNES. Game that was never released. Another Dean Evans composed score. Green Lantern. Green Lantern. So, it's another suggestion from Utopia Nemo.
Yeah, I have thoughts to express about this track.
Well, let's hear it. No, let's hear the track, and then let's hear it.
Well, okay.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. Name of the track is?
Game Complete.
Yes.
Game Complete.
I'll just say one thing.
Well, I think the users should just get... they should just get the taste of it.
Untainted.
Unfiltered.
Okay.
Not untainted, just unfiltered. Let's just get into this track. Okay. Turn. That's Game Complete. Of course, no one has ever completed it.
Now, here's what I have to say about it.
Okay, let's have it.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like the quality sounds so high that I'm skeptical that this is the actual game music. That this sounds like the track that he composed. Maybe, I mean, there's a couple things. The composer of the music uploaded this to YouTube, right?
And Dean Evans.
Dean Evans.
SNES?
Yeah. And to me, it seems like... I mean, I think it's possible that this is the music that he composed before it was, you know, fit into the parameters of the Super Nintendo. You know what I mean? So, before the music was edited to be... to, you know, fit on a game or whatever, you know, or to suit the Super Nintendo capability. So I'm thinking that this isn't what the video game music would have sounded like, that this is what the track sounds
so
like.
So you're telling me that this sounds too good.
Well, I'm saying that, yeah, well, no, I think that the quality sounds high that it makes me skeptical.
Higher than what you think the SNES is capable of? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I'm not sure, you know? I'm not sure.
But you
think... I don't think it's, like, beyond the capabilities of Super Nintendo. I'm not sure, you know? Because I've heard some high-quality sounding stuff on the Super Nintendo before.
It sounds like you're doubting the SNES. And if that's the case, then that's, you know, we need to talk about that.
Actually, truth be told, Super Nintendo, I do doubt the Super Nintendo oftentimes. However, the music to Waterworld definitely sounds pretty high quality.
Well, that's what I'm... If you don't think that a SNES could sound like this, my friend, you got to turn the volume up.
Listen to this.
Ooh.
I'm just unsure that this is...
Those are straight up guitar samples, like...
Right, but then the quality sounds like...
I don't know, like the way that they're bouncing back, because, you know, they only have limited channel. I don't know, it sounds...
Okay.
If anything, it sounds like there's reverb on it, but it's not. It's the delay that kind of sounds like reverb.
So what are you saying? You're saying it sounds like it is the Super Nintendo music.
I kind of need to hear it for...
Hey, look.
You know what? I don't like how long that delay is, but...
Listen to that right there. This just sounds... I'm just saying I'm skeptical. I'm not saying I'm 100% sure, but it just sounds... It sounds like this could have been... This could have been taken from his... Whatever he used to compose the music, but not taken from the...
It's definitely not modern, yeah.
But not taken from, like, not... It doesn't sound like it's ripped from the... You know, like the game file.
Let me tell you guys something. This is how he did it, okay? Took a guitar neck with frets... Stuck it onto a SNES, and what you're hearing now is the result of him just slaying that axe. Do you understand?
Oh, I'm skeptical.
Dean.
Wait, what do you think, Gabe?
Hold on. Let me just say, Dean, if you're out there, and you're listening,
let us know.
Just let us know.
Actually, I reached out to him. I emailed him and I sent him a message, and I asked him, you know, what is this exactly? Is this the original composition, or is this what was formatted for the Super Nintendo and what you would have heard out of it? I'm just skeptical that this is what you would have heard out of when you played the game, you know? I think you would have heard a reduced version of it, I think, you know, or something. What do you think, Gabe?
These are pretty SNES quality samples.
Okay. Boom.
So you think
good quality SNES samples. Like, you can tell the sample rate's like whatever it is on that.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it's panned, it feels like SNES.
Now let me, Gabe, introduce another item you might find interesting. Okay. On the YouTube page, right? The composer, Dean Evans himself, commented when the people were asking him about it. And this is what he wrote. And I quote, "The tracks were recorded directly from the SNES after I wrote them. Unfortunately, though, no copy of the ROM exists, as the game was never released."
That sounds confusing to me.
There's no gameplay footage anywhere?
No.
That sounds confusing to me. I mean,
it's recorded directly from the SNES.
I don't get what that means exactly. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not... Look, I don't know. It might be what you would hear, but I just... To me, that's not clear enough, actually, you know?
I will say this could very well be Super Nintendo, but also sounds of the quality of what they call romplers, the type of, like, sampling synths of that same era, were kind of the same... Right. A little better quality at the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's kind of similar to both.
So maybe we're talking a super, super Nintendo. Super, super Nintendo.
Yeah, you mean PlayStation? No, I'm just kidding. But that's essentially kind of, in a way,
that's what they would use on.
Oh, yeah, wait, no, the answer is, you mean Sega Genesis?
right, exactly.
Sega Master?
So anyway, look, I don't know. I mean, look, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, and, you know, we're playing the track on the show, and, you know, give you the benefit of the doubt that this is a legitimate track, but I think it's possible that this could not be legitimate, that this could be, you know, just, you know, like, not the actual, because it's not, anyway, yeah, just, it's mysterious, but I'll find out. Asked him.
Dean, call me. Just call me. 281-SONIC-91. You know the number. Come on.
All right. So we're going to move on to one last thing. We're going to move on to... we have a VGM karaoke submission. This is from user Brennan. And he has a track here that he... I think this is from Bonk's... I think the original music is from Bonk's Adventure. One of the Bonk games, I think. Yeah, anyway. But he calls it Our Love Round 5. This is a VGM karaoke submission from user Brennan. And here we go.
You feel the pain, I felt the same. It's breaking me down. Did you hear the rain? I felt the strain. It's breaking me down. I cry every single night. I lay alone in bed without your love. I die when I think of you. I can't keep thinking of you. I'm going out of my mind. I don't know your name. It's not the same. It's breaking me down. I can't take your blame. It's not a game. It's breaking me down. I tried to be the stronger man, but I don't know how strong I really am. I lie when I tell myself I don't need you back, girl. You're not the only one.
Okay. Okay, well, there you go. That was from user Brennan. Our Love Round 5 is music from Bonk's Adventure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that, user Brennan. That just about brings us to the end of the program. For a full track listing, you can go to legacymusichour.com. You can also comment there on the episodes. You know, comment on all the things that we talked about. Comment on what you weigh in on the Dean Evans Green Lantern issue.
Yes.
Weigh in on Rob's mystery tune. On my answering machine.
That's so obvious. It's going to be all over the page. You'll see. It's so obvious.
You can also create discussion at the Facebook page, Legacy Music Hour Facebook page, if you want to visit there or get involved there. You know, get involved with the community there. You can also email us with questions or comments at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Call us. 281-SONIC-91. Text us. Leave us a voicemail. What have you.
That's another option. You can also rate and review the show on iTunes. Just look for Legacy Music Hour and do that. And that helps spread the word about the show. Okay, I think that covers about everything, right?
One quick note. December 14th, I will be at Ground Control doing a DJ set. 2 hours of 8-bit and 16-bit magic. This is the last time before Christmas, so, you know, if you want to get in before Christmas, just come on in.
Come on in.
Yes.
Next month, I think we'll be doing a beyond 16-bit episode. We haven't done one of those in a long time, but we'll probably do that, and we might do that next month, or maybe it'll be the month after that, but we'll see what happens with that. So stay tuned for that. And I think that's about it. Do you guys have anything you want to mention?
I'm good.
Well, thank you once again, Gabe, for the two games.
Gabe Cube, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Gabe.
My pleasure.
We're going to close things out here with a track from Aerobiz. This is not a game that I played. This is not part of my theme. This is just a closing track. Aerobiz, music possibly by Taku Iwasaki. And we're going to hear opening. We're going to close with the opening. And that's about it. Our engineer is Gabe Castro.
Jabe
Castro.
Thank you. Haleko.
Jabe Castro. And thank you to Trevor Ames for being here and hosting us. And my name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Robert Switch.
The name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.